Well, Dick, I'm betting that there's a lot of broadcasters out there who are now trying to practice very hard to say the word Xander Schauffele.
You're right. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of working on that myself, Xander Schauffele. I think Jeff Bobineau of, I'm not sure what...
of Golf Week.
You know, Golf Week. Yeah. He put out a remarkable tweet. He talked about it and making the... making or connecting it to the song "Killing Me Schauffele." That was very appropriate.
Well, it's kind of appropriate for what he did today.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can just look at Jordan Spieth. He's Justin Thomas won the FedEx Cup and $10 million, and Xander Schauffele was killing. Jordan Spieth is Schauffele, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was. I got to give a guy credit when you've got Justin Thomas gunning at you, and Thomas birdied two of his last three holes, and he was really charging at Schauffele, and yet kid hung in there. I mean, he's 24 years old. You know, he's pretty close to Justin Thomas in age, but obviously with what Justin Thomas has accomplished this year, it's got to put a lot of pressure on a guy. You know, especially a guy. You know, who's just coming in as a rookie. He's only won once on the PGA Tour until today. And, you know, so I got to think there's a lot of pressure on him, you know, looking at a guy like Justin Thomas charging at you.
Well, there's an enormous amount of pressure. And first of all, let's take a look at his golf swing.
Yeah.
Man, does he have a very sound golf swing. His rhythm is fantastic. And more importantly, you're right, to how he was able to execute those shots coming down on the back nine made a lot of remarkable putts, and they weren't short putts either. And being able to just, you know, execute in that situation like your tee shot on 18,
right.
It takes a tremendous amount of focus and discipline, and that's what champions do. So we're watching this young Xander Schauffele come into his own and take another spot with these young guys that are doing remarkable things. So, and what a nice guy.
Yeah.
You know, a young man that's showed very, you know, great composure, and he seems to be quite humble as well.
Well, very interesting, the story about his dad as well, you know, who was a decathlete at one time and had his career cut short by a car accident. You know, but he was, as someone made a good point, that he did play it like an athlete coming down the stretch.
Yeah, and again, this is, you know, like he's got his golf swing, and that's in play, and you know, he knows his routine, but you know, what you have to be able to do is just, you know, under the pressure situation, he's not used to that, you know, at that extreme, and that just gives you an indication that this guy's got tremendous will and mental focus. He's staying present. He's not getting ahead of himself, and I think that mental skill that he's acquired to go along with that remarkable skill of his golf swing. We're going to watch this guy play some remarkable golf in the coming years.
Well, we're not only going to talk about the future of Schauffele, I'll get that right yet, but Schauffele, what about Kevin Kisner? I mean, here's another young guy who's starting to look like he's coming into his own.
I think he is. I mean, I've had my eye on Kisner for a number of years. He's got an attitude about him where he just says, you know, let's get it on.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not bashful. He's got another great golf swing. He has, you know, we watched the pattern of his bad shots, you know, leak out to the right today.
Right.
But he's got that inner Lanny Watkins, that Ray Floyd, and I think we're going to, you know, he's a remarkable player.
Right.
You know, he has given away a few tournaments this year, but I think he's the type of guy that it's going to really, you know, he's going to learn from him, and, you know, he's going to win a lot of great championships, and I think, you know, he fits into that that group of remarkable young players just as good as anyone else.
Well, let's talk about that for, I mean, you know, now we talk about the post-Tiger era. I'm not even sure if we're in the post-Tiger era. I'm not sure if that's a misnomer or not. But, you know, everyone talked about, you know, when Tiger left the PGA Tour, and he may be back in a, you know, marginal role. I'm not too sure. I mean, I don't think he's too sure himself at this point. But just going forward, I mean, when you look at guys like, I mean, obviously we're talking the big names like Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth. you know, Rory, you know, so many of them there. But, you know, now we're adding into the mix, you know, two guys that we saw today. I mean, the future of golf, I mean, you know, so much is made about Tiger and what he meant to the tour. And but these guys, I mean, they're an exciting future for golf.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, rightly so, the PGA Tour needs it. We're watching television viewership decline rapidly for an average PGA Tour event. I think that, you know, all the big tournaments are well positioned. You know, you get to throw in there Brooks Koepka and John Rahm as well.
Exactly.
I think that, you know, if these guys are able to get into contention, those are the names where it will keep the buoyancy of the PGA Tour very up front. And I think they're, you know, they're probably going to look at new ways other than TV, you know, obviously with the internet and cell phones and so forth and streaming. Those things are kind of the new direction where the PGA Tour is going to have to go. And I think they're well suited, well positioned to make sure that we get quality people and top athletes at the top of the leaderboard.
Well, just I mean, you touched on an interesting topic there, the television ratings. Are we in an era, perhaps? There's also talk about the NFL losing television ratings, or their ratings being down. Are we maybe in a... Are we looking at the internet taking over? Are we looking at maybe, you know, people not paying as much attention to professional sports, be it golf, be it football, whatever? Do you think we're moving away from that? What's happening out there, do you think?
I think yes. I think you're right. I think in both those things, I think people are moving away from television.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're moving towards streaming on the internet and watching on different mediums other than the TV. I think there's no doubt that that's going to continue to expand. I think also, too, is that, you know, there's just so much sports and good sports, you know, the NBA, NFL, hockey, golf at the highest level. I think, there's so much on there. And quite frankly, I get a little turned off on the amount of money, like the $10 million.
Sure.
Maybe that's having something to do with the amount of money these athletes are making, possibly.
Yeah.
I was also zipping back to the web.com tour where the money wasn't so great, but the situation was so important.
Sure, sure.
You know, it's really interesting to see where sports is going to go and golf's going to go. And I think that, around the corner, in short order, it'll be a new world out there.
Yeah, well, you know, I was going to ask you about that, too. I mean, with golf specifically, you know, with the FedEx Cup, I mean, we're in the 10th year now since the FedEx Cup came into creation. Do you find that, I mean, I still find that there isn't the build-up to the FedEx Cup as there is to things like majors, that type of thing. Would you agree with that?
Right. Oh, totally. I think that there's a big difference between, I mean, here we watched, you know, I'm going to assume that the numbers were okay, but okay isn't, you know, on the PGA Tour ratings aren't that great, and $10 million. I mean, I'd rather watch, no doubt, the Ryder Cup or the U.S. Open or any major.
Right.
I think those are very compelling situations, and it's not money that's doing it. So, you know, when you're trying to create an event in the past 10 years, I think the PGA Tour has done a very good job on creating, you know, the FedEx Cup. It's artificial, but I think it's doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
But is it going to be compelling like a major? No, it won't. It's nothing's going to really compare to the four majors.
Well, one of the things that I have a problem with it is that I was watching today. You know, obviously we know what's happening with the Tour Championship itself, but we had to keep cutting away on TV to kind of go over the FedEx Cup possibilities. And and it seems strange to me that you're not able to keep track of that yourself. I mean, or it's a very difficult thing to keep track of yourself anyway, you know, without some help from TV. So maybe that adds into what you said about it being an artificial thing.
Well, there is that. It is a little hard to figure out at times, but there was a scenario late in the day.
Yeah.
I think it was if Kistner and Shoffley had finished ahead of Thomas, there was a scenario that could have worked out where Justin Thomas and Spieth
yes.
were tied
yeah.
for the FedEx Cup. Now, that would have been interesting. Can you imagine a sudden-death playoff for $10 million? I think that would have been the best thing for the FedEx Cup playoffs, because it would have gotten a lot of the headlines and in all the sports newscasts this evening.
That would have brought some fans in, wouldn't it?
It would have.
Very quickly on TV.
I was kind of, obviously hoping that would turn out that way. It would make it a lot more exciting.
Yeah. You know, one guy, before we wrap it up, Dick, one guy I got to ask you about, Paul Casey, goes into it with a two-shot lead today. Paul Casey's one of the nicest guys on tour. I've been lucky enough to chat with him a couple of times. Great guy. But I just find he's a mystery wrapped in an enigma sometimes. I look at his skill set. I mean, he's obviously talented enough to, be a multi-winner out there. And yet he's never really been able to push it over the top. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's mental.
Uh-huh.
It's absolutely mental. I mean, there's no doubt. There's a pattern, and you can look at every time he's been in these situations, he hasn't been able to perform. And I just think it's obviously something that he's not yet comfortable with when he's in that position and expectations are to win.
Right.
I think that he probably has not yet to develop the skill set to keep him present when he's in the final round of the big tournaments. And I think it's the same thing with, anyone who is underachieving compared to their skill set. You need to go in there and learn, but you also need to go in there and make progress. So I believe it is absolutely a mental barrier that Paul's struggling with.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's at that age, though. Will he ever get it now?
Well, you may not. And there's a lot of people in golf that they haven't gotten over that hump.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't about, 10 years ago. We were all talking about, hey, when's Phil going to win his first major?
Absolutely.
And then, he did it and then started to win a bunch of them. And I think that's kind of the barrier. If you don't do it, you may never. And if you do it, if you've got time enough, you may grab a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, it's almost like Monty winning his first major or some of the guys who'd never won a major.
That's right. There are guys who haven't accomplished that. They haven't been able to do it. And it is definitely the only thing that is, or the cause of them not being able to achieve that, is absolutely a mental barrier.
Okay. Well, on that note, I'm going to conclude this one. But Dick, let's come back. Let's take a look. Let's project the next week in our next session about web.com. It's going to be kind of interesting now to see what happens, especially with the Canadians. So let's plan to come back and do a session on the web.com tour.
Wonderful, Hutch. I look forward to doing it with you.
Okay.